Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today, my guest is Taylor Taglianetti, the founder of the National Organization of Italian Americans in Film and Television. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great and looking forward to asking you some questions because I'm quite fascinated with your organization and you're the founder and I love where this is going. So first, I'd like to know a little bit about your family background. I know you're from Brooklyn, but tell me about your Italian family background.
Sure. So I am only half Italian. I'll let you in on that secret. My other half is Irish. So
okay, I didn't hear that. I'm kidding you. We love all. Don't worry. Tell me about the half Italian part.
But yeah, so my dad's side of the family is Italian, and we have roots in Potenza and Salerno.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And I understand that you won like a scholarship to go to Italy
through I did.
In the summer. Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I won, I guess you would say it's a scholarship from the National Italian American Foundation. They're a great organization based in DC. And I was one of 20 students selected nationwide to go to Italy. And it's for students who've never been to Italy for the first time. I think you have to be between 18 and 22. And you go through this kind of rigorous application process. And I was selected and we went to Puglia 2 summers ago. It was a life-changing experience to say the least. But
how long was the whole trip?
It was 10 days. Yeah, unfortunately, I feel bad because I think it was their 20th anniversary of the trip this year, and they obviously weren't able to go. But what an amazing, completely free. Like, you don't have to pay for anything.
That's amazing. So you went to Italy. Did you stay longer, or was it just basically the 10-day trip?
It was the 10-day trip. We definitely had the option of, just staying there if we wanted, and they, would have paid for the flight back or whatever. But I got my fill in for those 10 days. It was pretty intense.
And what was your impression of Italy?
Oh, I mean, it's just, I mean, you just go there and you just can't believe that you're there. That was my first, impression. I just worked so hard, on the application, and it's literally a dream come true. And like I had, said to you, before, and you've seen my other interviews, going there, I was just exposed to so much that I started to realize, I'm involved in film and television world, how many stories that we don't know about Italy, like whether you're young or you're, the most well-educated person, about Italian culture on the planet. And, just going there for a couple of days, you just see, being an Italian American, how much you don't know about your own culture. And I know you had said this in another interview, when you went to Italy.
And you know what? I think that 10-day trip will make you a better Italian American, but even better at your organization. Because like you said, you can't even imagine it. I mean, I know we live in an internet world and you can pop up everything, but there's nothing like being there. And I can relate to you because the first time I went to Italy, many, many, many moons ago, when I was 19 years old, just like you probably, I never will forget to this day, arriving in Rome, taking whatever transportation from the airport into Rome, and then standing on a corner, and I'm just looking around going, I cannot believe that I'm standing on the corner in Rome, Italy. It just blew my mind that 30 years later, 32 years later, I still vividly remember that feeling. So that's wonderful for you. And I'm glad you got to do that. And I think it makes you stronger.
Absolutely. It does. Yeah. It certainly does. And I just wanted to mention, because I had listened to you on another interview that you did.
You did? Thank you.
Yeah,
love
no,
that.
no, I, I just thought it was so cool because I had a similar experience. But you said, like, when you went to Italy, you told them, I'm Italian. They're like, no, you're Italian-American. And that's really something that I started to realize, is that there's a huge difference. And even I was on a film set when I was in college, and I told another Italian that I was Italian. He was just like, no, like, impossible. There's a huge, huge difference.
Up until 19, I'm 100% Italian, born and raised in an Italian area. Everyone was Italian. Our doctor was Italian. Our dentist was Italian. Our lawyer was Italian. Everybody. I go to Italy, first time in my life, I'm not Italian. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? When your whole identity is like turned upside down. But then I realized that it's an Italian-American thing. We never said that when I was growing up. They said, what are you? I'm Italian. Now, yep. Maybe it's not PC, but PC didn't exist, 35 years ago. So when people literally asked you, me growing up 35 years ago, everybody, not just me, what are you? The response was quick and to the point. I'm Italian. But now, and even after that trip to Italy, when I was 19, we're Italian Americans. And it is a different thing. And it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. And it's good to explore further who we are, who they are, and we're all somewhat in the same boat. Don't get me wrong. There's a little bit of a difference. Who's kidding who? They live in Italy. We live in America. But in the overall picture of it all, in the overall scope, we're all together. So
I'm with you on that.
So you founded National Organization of Italian Americans in Film and Television. Tell me about your background now for this industry, and then we'll get into how you started this.
Sure. I mean, well, like I said before, I started this while I was in college. So, I guess you could say I didn't really have, the strongest background to start with, but that, I felt confident enough in what I had already accomplished to do it. I really started making films when I was just like a kid. And then I really committed to wanting to pursue filmmaking as a career at 14 years old. I just knew that I couldn't not pursue that industry. And I was fortunate enough to be in a filmmaking program completely free called RealWorks. And they set up students with one-on-one mentoring with people in the film industry. And I made a documentary, which I wound up submitting as my application film to NYU.
How old were you when you made this documentary?
I was 15 years old, yeah.
My God, you didn't have a driver's license.
You know what? It's so funny. I don't even still have a driver's license.
You're in New York. You don't need a car. It's too expensive.
It's hilarious. But yeah, so it was an amazing program. And at the end of the program, we got to screen our films at HBO, which was just beyond amazing. So I just, I just fell in love with film. I grew up around, my parents had an appreciation for it. So I love the filmmaking process. I love how stories can change the world. I think that's really what attracted me to stories, and how they're kind of this machine for empathy, as Roger Ebert said. I'll bring that up because I know you're from Chicago. But he's absolutely one of my favorite critics.
The School and Ebert.
Yeah. So I was fortunate enough to go to my dream school because of an extremely generous scholarship from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. And they put on the Columbus Day Parade every year in New York. And they also gave me a scholarship for high school. And while I was in, college, I really started to have a passion for exploring my Italian heritage, because I felt that, what was it about being Italian that, was worthy of me receiving the scholarship? I mean, I'd done hard work, but there's something that, these people had have been so generous to give out. They give out 700 scholarships a year worth millions of dollars, to Italian students. In my head, I'm thinking, wow, there's something that you want to promote there, and that I, as an Italian who received a scholarship, should care deeply about my heritage, although I already did, but like I wanted to explore even more.
Taylor, can I interrupt right there?
Sure.
I wish I could shake your hand at the moment. That was an incredible response. The fact that you appreciated it, the fact that this spurred you to almost, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like give back. Like you were so appreciative of what these people did and put you on this path, and you wanted to give back to your people is what I'm assuming is what you're saying, correct?
Yes, that's exactly it. I mean,
that's wonderful.
I can't imagine, you know, what, I mean, they are so instrumental to everything that I've achieved and like you said, give back to people. I mean, if they weren't in my life, I don't really know, like, you know, so much of my daily life is running this organization. And it's fulfilled me so much to give back and do what I'm doing. They really instilled in me that passion to just, you know, say, what is so great about being Italian? And they were always there for me. I mean, and besides the fact that it was just high school and college that they gave me the scholarship, they sent me on a 2-week trip to Minnesota to an Italian camp. Completely free.
I have heard of that. Yes.
Lago del Bosco. Yeah. Yes. I'm working in the full circle thing for me is that now I'm making videos for their organization. They hired me to do some videos for them. So it's really just like it's full circle. And that's really how I got on to finding about other Italian organizations, how I went on the trip to Italy, discovered that there's so much, you know, even more that I didn't know, and how I want to help, especially young Italian Americans, expose them to this story and these histories, because the fact that I didn't know so much and I cared, you know, there's a lot of kids that don't care about their heritage. I wanted to do something to pay it forward and use, you know, my skill, my background to do it. I had written in my essays for these scholarships that I always wanted to do something. And I said, you know, like hopefully one day I'll be like a Russo Brothers or a Martin Scorsese and I could do that. And then I said, you know, after going through college, like what is stopping me now? We're talking about age, like what does it matter how old I am? If I'm capable of doing it, I should just go after it. And I know how hard it is to get these opportunities. And again, I probably couldn't have went to college without this organization. So I said, you know, it's just so hard to break out into the industry. And I felt like, you know, if I didn't have their support, I wouldn't be where I am. And especially in Hollywood, you need to, you know, have these resources to get where you need to be because it's very relationship oriented. And yeah,
I have major goosebumps on my arms because this is fantastic the way you're talking. On a negative note, unfortunately, I do feel that a lot of younger people receive these scholarships from all these various organizations throughout the United States. And they're all good intentions, but I don't think they really take it to heart to like where they got it, give back in some capacity to the Italian American community of wherever they're from. And you like went above and beyond it. Oh my God, if one third of them thought like you, we'd be a force to be reckoned with, I'll tell you that. But
yeah,
this is just truly fantastic. The way you are talking, I eat it up. It's just tremendous. Like I said, I wish we had more numbers of younger people that thought and acted the way you are doing. Having said that, so you're at this point, how does someone so young as you are start this national organization of Italian Americans in film and television? How do you do that? How did the idea come? And then how do you actually do it?
Sure. I mean, I have to say I've always just been someone who, when I have an idea, I just run with it. Like I've always been of the mindset that I can do anything I want to do. And I'm lucky I have a great family and friends. And again, like support from organizations that when I have an idea and a goal that I feel confident that I have the support to go after it. So like I said, it was definitely the you know, the organization support encouraging me, but also like being in college, I just had, you know, I've always been someone who I'd say, maybe I'm not the smartest person in the room, but I'll outwork everybody. And even, you know, seeing how hard I was working, it was very hard to stand out, to get an internship. I mean, there's a million kids going to NYU, a million people, you know, kind of doing the same, making films. There was nothing really for me to stand out, even though, you know, I had worked really, really, really hard. And the internships are so hard to come by. If you don't know someone in those positions, it's you know, really, really tough. And now I feel my heart's breaking for these people in the pandemic because it's so tough. So I had, you know, had some trouble getting my second internship in college. And I was just kind of, you know, devastated about it. And I really started thinking about, like, who's my network? Who's been there to support me? And I said, you know what, like, I need to create, if I create a network, it's, you know, it's mutually, you know, beneficial. Like, we need this to help each other. And I said, there's probably so many other Italian Americans out there like me, you know, struggling to get these opportunities. And so it winds up being that I started the organization. I wound up getting a virtual internship at the same time. So it was great. I was able to do the virtual internship for credit. And then the internship that I hadn't gotten, that I was so upset about, I wound up getting it the following semester, and I got it because they were so impressed with what I was doing in my organization. So, and then how I really was able to just start it was that my friend's a web designer. I said, okay, you're going to help me make this website, and we're just going to roll with it. And we're just going to, you know, I'm going to recruit members. And I knew, you know, I knew some people that were Italian that were, you know, maybe a little bit older than me that had already, you know, kind of done acting work and stuff like that. And then it just was kind of this domino effect. Like, people just got so excited over what I was doing that it's completely, like, you know, it's taken over my life.
It just took off then, right?
It just took off because, you know what, it's such, like, I think about, like, when you sell a movie, you think of a target audience. And I interviewed an Italian producer, and he says, like, movies are successful when you have an audience in mind. And like, this is such a particular, like, niche, you know, it's so easy, like, as a business per se. I don't make any money from doing this, but, like, it's just, why wouldn't you want to be a part of something like this? You know, it's
exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's so specific to certain people, that there definitely must be, especially out in New York, you must have a huge,
Now because I got so busy, which is so funny, I'm looking for an intern right now because it just got so, like, and especially,
wow,
like,
that's great.
Yeah, so it's been amazing. Like I said,
where do I apply?
What's that?
Where do I apply for that?
Where do you apply?
Send you an email, right?
Send me an email. You know it. But yeah.
Now,
so, like,
one thing I noticed on your website, beautiful website, is your membership requirement, and it really. Mm-hmm. Made an impact on me. And if I may, I'd like to read it.
Sure.
I love it. So you wrote, membership is free, which is great because everybody's tied with money. I love that. By becoming a member, you pledge to help at least one person who is a part of our organization. This can be as simple as giving another person advice. In order to thrive, it is important to take an interest in one another and lend a hand when you can. That is phenomenal. This should be like the mantra for, like, every Italian organization, because, you know, the money stuff, what are we doing with it? I mean, sometimes we do nothing. I mean, it doesn't get us anywhere. This is just saying, you want to be part of us? Help somebody.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Advice. I love that. That's a beautiful sentiment. Now, did you just come up with that, or did you... I don't know. Did you see it somewhere?
Well, I felt that, you know, I received support, you know, financial support, and it's to pay for a membership, especially if you're a young college student, it can really, you know, have a major effect. You know, some people can't be a part of things because, I mean, I think, you know, how many times you go out and you go network with people and you got to pay for a dinner and this and that, like, college students have to worry about so much anyway. My membership is young people already established. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, you know, the money element to me was just, if I could do this and I do it well, I don't need to, you know, accept any money for doing it.
If money wasn't necessary and it wasn't that you needed it to do this message and to do these things, then you're right. Let it go. Who cares? I don't need it. $100 from you, what is that going to do? You've clear cut, say, what the message is, what we're trying to do, what we want to achieve.
And it's not going to work if people don't help each other. Like there's, and I, like I said, I've come to this point where I like, there's so, like I have a couple hundred members. This has only existed for a year and a half.
Now, do you have some members that are older? I mean, like.
Yeah, no, we have, I'd say I probably have more older members than I do younger members.
And but, are they mostly actors or are they mostly just anybody dealing across, with film?
Across the board, yeah. Across the board, I'd say, you know, it is a lot of actors, a lot of directors, writers. But even like you said, like, you know, I open it to all because I feel like I would never want to deny someone if they had an interest in Italian culture or if they were able to help in some way. So, you know, if they're not Italian, I'm not going to deny you as long as you have, you know, some sort of, you know, interest in being a, you know, an active, you know, participant in what we're doing. But also I have people, like I said, like genealogy experts or translators who maybe they aren't, you know, like involved in film and television so much, but that if someone needed that for their project, that they're there. And I really do think that, you know, sharing knowledge is just, it's so important. Even when I do my interviews, you know, I was thinking like before I even did interviews, if I were to do like, you know, some sort of informational call, that information only goes to me when I'm asking, you know, someone about their experience working, you know, wherever. But if I do an interview, that's like everyone getting an informational call and it can be so beneficial. And I've started tailoring my interviews to be really, you know, valuable for people who are, you know, really interested in wanting to succeed in this business. So,
sure. And you know what you're saying now even goes beyond, it goes like for our entire Italian American community for the United States. Mm-hmm. We all have to help each other.
Yeah. Obviously, there's no way we're going to succeed.
We're not going to succeed. We're not going to have a future. You know, without a doubt, and especially, we're not going to get into what's happening in the world today or in the United States, but it's not good. And we need, that's the call to the entire country. We need to stick together. Every organization, every society, every club, if we can help, you know, your organization, we do it. We're all Italian Americans. We're all in this together. And we're in kind of dire, you know, dire straits right now. And I love because you are the future and, you know, I'm the present. I'm hoping to help make the future. You're the future. And that's what I was going to ask you. Any thoughts to like promoting in some way positive characters, Italian American characters via film, via plays? Do you have thoughts like that with your organization?
Yeah, you know, I think it's such a great question. It's something that I've definitely explored and sometimes even struggled with because it's like a systemic thing. People in the industry seek out roles that portray Italians in a negative light because there's no other roles for them. And that's the problem. And that's why I say with my organization where like, I could never deny that a movie like The Godfather or Goodfellas isn't entertaining, great cinema, but there should be more options out there that put us in a better light and that people can participate in. And I think that if there were more films like that, people would be less attracted to participating in, you know, these mob movies or what have you.
There's no doubt. A group in New York, I believe it's Floral Park, if that even exists, if I'm saying it correctly, I don't even know.
Yes.
Is there a Floral Park, New York? Okay, I believe that's where you're from. Italic Institute of America. They did a study on all films with an Italian American in it from before The Godfather and then after The Godfather. So before The Godfather, there was like this small percentage where Italian Americans were portrayed as a mobster, as a buffoon. And then post Godfather, which I want to say was 1972, the percentage of films to today, or when they did this study, say 10 years ago, oh my God, it was like 80% of the films we were in a bad light.
Yeah, I actually love it.
It's ridiculous. That's why it's like, you know, Hollywood and all our people make a film about a positive guy. You know, there's two characters that come to my mind, A.P. Giannini
Yes.
Responsible for modern banking. And then a lady that I'm pretty sure you don't know about, not that I know well, but I did read a book about her, Oriana Fallaci. Oriana Fallaci was a journalist. She's deceased. She was from Italy, but she came to America, did some stuff here. She was like incredible. Like she went to war. She interviewed the most powerful people in the world. She had an attitude. She was like tough. She wouldn't wear like the garb when she had to interview some Middle Eastern big shot, and she ripped it off. And she like, I don't know, spit it like Fidel Castro or something. I mean, she just, you know, she was a tough woman.
I'm going to look this woman up.
She'd be Oriana Fallaci.
I'm really writing this down right now.
And it was a great book. I found her to be just an incredible character. Somebody that, you know, reached high successes and, you know, just people like that. So, yeah, I mean, if you can't do anything about that, push to make, you know, we're never going to stop Hollywood from making a mob movie for one reason. Because, I mean, and I'm just some, you know, dumb guy in Chicago, but they make money. They make money. Well, they make them.
Yeah.
But if let me Italian Americans can make films in positive light, then we'll show them.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting because when you look at a movie like The Irishman, and I had done a lot of press coverage on it, so I was able to interview one of the producers. But it's interesting, like with something like Netflix, where you can't really tell if those movies are really successful or not, because that movie cost $200 million, which is just out of this world to even imagine. Like,
oh my god,
someone would spend that much money on a movie. About AP Janini, I definitely am really, really
fascinating. Fascinating.
I did a whole a paper on him because well, one, I don't know if you know this because not a lot of people do, but the character of George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life, that's the basis. Is AP,
I'm going to be totally honest. I'm a very curious man and I'm observant and this and that and everything. I learned that looking at your website.
Oh, really?
Taylor, I've seen that movie 150 times. I know everything about it. I looked on your website. I read that and I went, huh, I never knew that.
It's crazy. And there's a whole history behind like how that is.
American Christmas film of all time, you're saying, is loosely based on Mr. Giannini.
It's crazy. And also, I'll give you another tidbit about him because I just think this is fascinating. Have you ever heard of the movie House of Strangers?
Eddie G. Robinson?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not totally familiar with it. Oh, wait. He plays a banker and he fights with his family and maybe kills his brother. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So his character is from that. That's the basis. Is AP
really?
Giannini. And the interesting thing about that is that his family, because you know he had the Bank of America, AP Giannini.
Right.
They stopped the film from being widely circulated because they had a lot of power in Hollywood. Like they put money into like Officer Snow White in the early films.
Yeah, they said Disney.
Yeah, and they said this film is such a negative, you know, stereotype that they literally stopped 20th Century Fox from giving it a wide release. And even then, it didn't get a wide release, but it was still one of the top grossing films of that year. So
well, I got to tell you though, I did it. I interviewed an expert, but I mean, this is going back. This was like the third podcast I ever did, so it's got to be about 7 years ago. And I interviewed a man who was an expert, and from what I learned of AP Giannini, he was not this ruthless man at all. He was a real humble, lived very, very humbly. I mean, he wanted his children to make their own. Like he felt every man should have to make it on their own. And you know, when he passed away, he wasn't as wealthy as what he could have been because that wasn't everything for him. So I don't see that character being any resemblance to what I've learned about AP Giannini.
Exactly. And it's like a Hollywood,
right,
thing.
Because
like,
it sells. They want us to be the bad
drama.
One last thing I want to ask you before I let you go.
Sure.
Tell me about this heirloom, this documentary. Are you involved with it?
Yeah. It's a pretty funny story, but so I connected with the director because Nayef, who sent me to the trip to Italy, had shared one of my interviews, and the director had seen my organization, and she signed up, and she won a grant from the Russo brothers, the Hollywood directors, through NIAF to make a film about, these films are supposed to promote the Italian American experience some way for the benefit of future generations. So she won, and the film is about a mom and daughter who set out to discover why Italian Americans love to garden. So I wound up meeting with her. She became a member of my organization, and for the last 6 months, we've been working on the film. She had already premiered a cut of it at the gala, but there's still much more that we kind of discussed needed, you know, to be done for the film to see its full potential. But Isabella Rossellini's in it. It's a really, really fascinating film. And again, this is another young Italian American.
Sounds
she's
awesome.
28 years old, just trying to discover, you know, why we care about, you know, something as, you know, gardening to me, and I've learned a lot about it in the last 6 months besides what I already knew, but it's really an art form, and how Italian Americans, you know, treat it. It's like how people think of painting, or, you know, it's a passion.
Without a doubt. I grew up with it, and I currently have a 90-year-old father-in-law that is out there every day and works harder than five men put together. Because it's in his heart, his soul, it's his passion, it's his blood, it's his life. It's his life. And he's been doing this since he come out of the womb.
Exactly.
In Italy, he had land and he grew stuff and sold it at the market. I mean, so this guy, this ain't some little hobby. This is like a mini professional, but he's a one-man wrecking crew of gardening. And God bless him that he can keep going on. So that's a great, great subject and great film. Taylor, you are doing good things. You're making connections. You're going in the right direction. I love your brain, your heart, and your soul. Those are the three most important things. So you keep doing it. How do people find you and this wonderful organization?
You could go right on our website, which is www.noiaft.org, N-O-I-A-F-T. We are on pretty much every single social media platform at Noiaft. And if anyone wants to contact me directly, I'm taylor@noiaft.org. We have some great interviews up and some to come. And
you learned some facts. I learned about George Bailey on your website. Never knew that. So
exactly. And look, it's a pleasure to connect with you. And I love that, like I said, it's a national organization. So getting those Italians out in Chicago.
Taylor, I have a good friend and his daughter that I've known his whole family my whole life. I just met his youngest daughter not 4 weeks ago, who is an actor. And she was in New York for a while. Now she's back and she's a young girl, like 25. And I'm definitely going to send her your way because this is right up her alley. So if there's anything in the future, I can be of any assistance in any capacity, anyone who knows me. If it's an Italian thing, I'm there. I give you my what's in my pockets, my arms, my heart, my brain, whatever I can give you, I give you. So I encourage everyone to look into this national organization of Italian Americans in film and television. Taylor, this has been a true pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, and I wish you all the best, because the way I look at it, your success is our success.
Well, it's been a joy to speak with you, and I so appreciate all the kind words, and we're gonna make things happen. I'm sure of it.
I think it's awesome, and I look forward to it. So to everyone out there, as I always say, stay proud. Thank you so much.